in your columns, you will go from phone hacking to your anger about things like Scrabble, cream eggs and iPads.
Yes, exactly. So it's all, yeah. I can get equally outraged at a flavour of crisp.
Yes.
Which probably, again, is quite a damning assessment.
Are there any particular
priorities?
Are there any particular flavours of crisp you're very, very disapproving of?
Well, there's one. I think there's one column in there where I review some novelty crisps.
There is.
That they'd released, and they were sort of novelty. It was like World Cup of Crisps flavours.
That's right.
That they'd done, and I mean the descriptions in there sort of sum it up. I mean, so they really were quite. I mean, it was harrowing. I mean, that's not what you want from a pack of crisps, is it? It's a harrowing experience.
No. Australian barbecue, kangaroo, South African sweet chutney.
Yeah.
Irish stew. Dutch Edam.
Irish stew. It was weirdly, there was one of them that was like American cheeseburger.
Yep.
Which tasted, oddly enough, exactly like a McDonald's burger.
I wonder
like
they did
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the only sort of slightly impressive one, I would say, of the bunch.
Yeah.
The rest, you just thought they've made that up. Like it was I don't know, because they're not really. The only crisps that have actually got something, you know, was it Skips? You know, prawn cocktail Skips have actually got prawn in them.
Have they?
I didn't realise.
Have they?
Yeah, a bit of prawn.
I can't. Now, you see, like, we're getting onto the serious stuff now. I find the texture of those disturbingly kind of unreal. And also, they set off some kind of pain reaction at the back of my mouth, as if there's something that's going straight to a sensitive area of your taste. They're too tasty, don't you think? They're hyper tasty. They've gone beyond tasting to something else, you know.
To sort of some other kind, to almost an electronic
That's
level
right.
of taste.
That's right. To a fear-based level of taste, yeah.
I've got to go out and try
something.
I think
you should.
It's quite a while since I don't recall.
Okay.
I know what you mean, and they're slightly like ghosts, because they do genuinely sort of melt away to nothing.
That's right.
Quickly.
Yes, that's it. Then they've gone.
Polystyrene chips. They're a bit like, you'd imagine those would be.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I think that has certainly engendered some debate in the nation. Mm.